Hey everybody, it's Tim the TN Tancast. Before we even get started, I want to let you know this episode is shit. Now, longtime listeners will know most of our episodes are shit, but this one is particularly shit because we recorded on the updated Zencaster, and when we all turned off our cameras, it shut off our audio, but it didn't let us know that until after I downloaded the files and realized about 40 minutes of each of our audio was missing. So as we go through this recording, eventually I will drop out, then Andy, and finally Noah, and then the show will just abruptly end. So sorry about that. We'll try and figure this out for next week. Enjoy!
Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Countdown. Boom, we're recording.
Boom.
3, 2, 1.
Contact is the reason, is the fart.
Contact.
I don't know why I thought you just said cunt.
Contact.
It did. It did sound.
Contact.
Cunt.
Huh. For some reason, for a second there, Noah's audio was moving at a different pace than the rest of ours.
Neat.
That's not the word I would use to describe it. Concerning.
Yes.
That is good news.
No, it is not.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
All right.
I'm in the future, guys.
You are?
Yeah. Turn back. It's terrible.
Okay.
We can't. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this. Rant away.
Yes, so today's rant brought to you by Zencaster.com. Zencaster, our web devs are lazy. I don't know why, like, the title is so fucking forgettable, but it's got Denzel Washington and Jared Leto and Rami Malek.
And I guarantee Tim would not like it.
Done. And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
I wonder why we haven't taken off. It's a mystery, isn't it?
Who can solve these such things?
Zencaster is fucking us from the future.
Zencaster.
Tim. No.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
No, Andy.
No. No,
it's my turn to
talk. Yes, Andy. Yes, Andy.
Introductions, not politics.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast, who is fucking
I'm Andy,
the
A in Tancast, and I got shit to say.
I'm Noah, the end to end cast. Strap in.
Oh, is it time for an Andy rant?
Little bit. Today's Andy rant is brought to
hang
you
on.
By
hey,
Zencast.
Hang on, for God's sakes. Shit, where's the fucking jingle?
Get to it, fucking Tim. Get
I'm
fucking
trying
to it.
Why didn't
be
it come
prepared
up when I searched under A for Andy Rants?
Yes, we're waiting over here, Tim.
Check your watch. It's time for another Andy Rant.
I don't know why my volume went up.
Was that one. Sorry. I was trying to adjust the volume and these little squares, it's either
also
like
my volume's loud, which I mostly turned down so it doesn't echo back to you guys.
I appreciate that. But also, like, the volume for these can either be super volume or, hey, I'm a sound effect. Don't let me bother you, baby.
And I hate you. And I berate you. And I'm fucking in here.
Silly.
Oh.
Anyway, rant away.
Yes. So Today's rant brought to you by Zencaster.com. Zencaster, our web devs are lazy.
Yeah, if you go to Firefox, they're like, nope. Yep. I thought maybe it was just like, it would work, but it's not supported. They're like, nope.
Nope. Yep, just completely block Firefox. Yeah, so apparently they released...
I wonder if the classic version would still work.
It was. Yeah, I was in Firefox, just to see.
Ah.
Yeah, and it was working fine.
Oh, and it did work in Firefox? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so the devs at Zencaster decided, you know what, web standards, what? Fuck that. And rewrote their whole fucking site to make it newer and snazzier and incompatible with Firefox. And by the way, I am realizing right now that even though I have turned my video off, Zencaster still has my fucking camera on.
I know.
So it's
that
showing
as well.
It is off.
Like, it's still got the little light.
Yeah.
Wait,
that's
so
not
it's
acceptable.
Still... Oh, yeah, my light's on too.
Let's see. Camera. Can I block this? Oh, look. Continue allowing Zencaster to access your camera and microphone, or always block camera and microphone access. Thanks, fucking Chrome. You know what? I'd never want to manage those separately, Chrome. You're absolutely fucking right, you piece of shit. Yeah, so whatever Zencaster did, they decided... you know what? I fucking hate this so much. I'm just going to stick a piece of paper over there. Yeah, that's that. Looking up and seeing that little light on pissed me off extra amounts. Yeah. So there's web standard APIs to record audio, as evidenced by the fact that until the 16th, fucking Zencaster supported Firefox with no fucking problems. Now on their website, they say that only Chrome, Edge, and Brave, which is basically Chrome, Chrome, and Chrome plus homophobia, are supported, which means they're using some Google-specific thing that Firefox hasn't implemented because it's not yet a web standard. I also noticed Safari's not on there. Which definitely means it's not a fucking web standard. It's not that Firefox hasn't implemented this new web standard or whatever. It means it's not a fucking standard yet. So Zencaster is complicit in handing control of the web over to a fucking monopolist, Google. Because when I said Chrome, Edge, and Brave, you're thinking, oh, that's Google, Microsoft, and fucking the inventor of JavaScript and the pain in 1,000 web developers' asses. But what it really is it's Google, Microsoft-flavored Google, and homophobia-flavored Google, and that's it. All of those are the exact same fucking engine. And I remember the 90s and the early 2000s. I remembered when Microsoft, another monopolist, had a hegemony over control of what the web was. And for people, for web devs whose fucking job depends on it, to be handing control willingly over because of their laziness or because something's fucking shiny in Chrome and they can't wait to fucking use it, for them to be doing that and handing control of the web over to a monopolist with a massive amount of money, power, lobbying capacity, and all the rest to decide what the web will and will not be going forwards is painfully short-sighted. And ignoring the lessons of history. We already learned what happens. The web sucks for a decade. And then somebody finally comes along and scrapes together something that's just better enough to finally wake people the fuck up again. And that was Firefox back then. And it's still trying to be Firefox now. Except you get these lazy pieces of shit who are too young to remember that. And here we fucking are in Chrome. With our goddamn web cameras on. For no fucking reason. Sorry. Rant over.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Angry Andy.
Yeah.
Angry Andy who?
I don't know.
That joke sucks.
I know.
Andy does not abide.
He doesn't ask me who.
Yeah. Andy does not abide a browser monoculture.
You can stop. Andy does not abide.
No.
He's the anti-dude.
Yeah. So, Tim, if we're going to continue to use Zencaster, I'm okay with that. I support your decision. If it was my money, payment to Zencaster would have stopped on the 16th. I'm not telling you how to spend your money. I am just stating for the record, if I was the one paying for Zencaster, we'd be using something else right now. That's how strongly I feel about this shit. No money for people who don't support web standards.
Okay.
Well, there you go. It's on the record.
You're on notice, Zencaster. I'm officially
looking. The classic version too.
I'm officially looking for somewhere else to spend my money. Yeah. Oh, you're not one of our 12 listeners? Well, fuck. They will never know.
Yep. I mean, I did just open a support ticket with them too. I was like, you said Brave's a privacy-focused alternative for Firefox created by the founder of Mozilla. But you just glided over the fact that he's not with Mozilla anymore because he's a homophobic piece of shit. But setting aside his homophobia, Brave has done a ton of shady shit. No one should trust them. I would trust Microsoft with Edge before I would trust Brave. Sorry, it's something I care deeply about. I am triggered.
Okay. Well, as Noah said,
how the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Mine was fun.
Mine was annoying as fuck. So
I like how you're whispering as though the listeners will hear you less. Like, if this is a secret, I will clamp it down.
No. I think I'd mentioned previously that that we found out that Drew had just, like, blown off one of his classes completely. So supposedly, he's been working hard to catch up on this stuff. It has taken him all 9 days of his winter break that's been happening this week. And he's not done yet. It's Sunday. He's been working on this shit. Actually, he started working on this shit on Wednesday before they left, and then all night Thursday and all night Friday, and then 9 days of his supposed week off. And every time I stick my head in, he's on the computer and he swears he's doing homework, but I'm pretty sure if I go check his web browser history, it's not. So I'm pretty annoyed with him right now. And I get it. I get that the not being face to face in front of the teachers makes it harder. But he's been lying to Caitlin and I for weeks, if not months, about this. Just lying straight up to our faces. That's not slacking. That's willful. So I've spent a lot more time this week yelling at my kid than I expected to or wanted to. You know, I like to yell at him just a little bit, you know, to keep him on his toes. But this, I think, has really gone over the edge. Starting to make me feel bad. Not for him, for me.
Yeah, that sounds frustrating.
Yeah. But, I mean, he hasn't been allowed downstairs to, like, hang out with Caitlin and I in the evening. So we've watched a bunch of TV and movies that we've wanted to watch. Caught up on a lot of shit.
What have you been watching?
Resident Alien, which I think we talked about on the last Tancast. I don't want to spoil it too much, but...
Oh, we might have. Oh, that's right. I was going to do something... Sorry, go ahead.
No, no. Oh, I was just going to say, I don't want to spoil it,
something
but
amazing.
Oh, now we're talking over each other. Yeah. I wonder if we're having to
like... I mean, I've watched like, one and a half episodes. I mean, even the first episode was like, oh, yeah, this is it's pretty dark.
Yeah.
And then like, they you know... They reveal early on kind of like what the gist of the show is kind of going to be. Like the big kind of overarching worry or conflict, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, yeah, all right. I wonder how this is going to resolve. I mean, I think I kind of know, but.
I've watched several more episodes. I don't know that we know.
Yeah. You may further. I've only watched one and a half, but I was like.
Yeah, we're caught up. So however many have come out, I think it's four. But yeah, however many are out, we have watched. Shit, there was another show that we'd missed we were a whole season behind and we caught up, but it has slipped my mind. We caught up on The Rookie. That's a good show. Always love me some Nathan Fillion. Man, it's just so fucking charming.
What is The Rookie about?
It's a police procedural. It's about a guy who's like in his 40s and decides, like after a divorce, that he's going to become a cop. And he's going to move from Oklahoma or something like that to L.A. So he moves to L.A. and becomes a cop.
And Brandon Ralph joined the cast.
Yes, he did. And
am I on a delay?
I think so.
No.
Yep. I think so.
Are you?
Oh, wait, no, because now you jumped right in.
I don't think you were. I think Andy was kind of talking when you said it, and so Andy kind of finished what he was saying and then responded.
No, because he wasn't talking when I was talking, so I think I must be on a delay.
I don't know.
Yes, and Caster, we're glad that you switched to those new super high quality APIs. It's really working out.
What have I done? All right, we're going back to classic next week, that's for sure.
Okay. I mean, at least it's still there. There's something. But seriously, fuck them with a pineapple.
I mean,
wow.
Oh, yeah, the delay is back.
Well, there was like a solid butts.
There was like a solid three count between me saying fuck them with a pineapple and Tim reacting.
Oh,
Zencaster police are coming.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of Zencaster police.
Whoop, that's the sound of the beast.
There was some other shit. We watched a couple of movies, including... I will never remember the name of this fucking movie. Is it The Little Things?
Littlest Things, I think.
No, The Little Things.
Okay.
I don't know why, like, the title is so fucking forgettable, but it's got Denzel Washington and Jared Leto and Rami Malek.
I think universally, no. One of my roommates liked it. Everyone else was just like, I don't think I like that. And I guarantee Tim would not like it.
Done.
I get the people like drawing relationships to Seven. Because there is some, I mean, there's an older cop who is, you know, a former legend, and now the star seems to have fallen. And there's a young hotshot, and the young hotshot falls in with the older cop. And, you know, there's kind of a old school versus new school. And, you know, the old cop's kind of haunted and the new cop's kind of hungry. And, you know, they're working a difficult case that could push them both over the edge or could push the new cop over the edge or whatever. I can see some relationships between the two there, but I think in terms of like what the real focus of the story was, because the focus of the story in Seven was definitely on the serial killer. It was definitely on the murders and the horror of them and the kind of spectacle of them. And this one has a serial killer and he's clearly doing stuff, at least for himself. He's got some sort of ritual for it, but the focus is much more on like the effect on the cops. It's not that the cops are really like our window into, or like our stand-ins for the horror of what's going on. It's more of like how they react to stuff and how they're like, their emotions and like what they're willing to do to try to deal with it. That's, I think, very different than Seven. And I thought it was a good film.
Well, you were wrong. All right. I'm glad we cleared that up. So
but yeah, Tim,
I mean,
Tim,
I did not really think about Seven, but like, especially the end scene or the kind of end, I don't know, last part of the movie, mm-hmm. It just was so stupid to me.
How stupid was it?
I mean, we can get into spoilers if you're not going to watch it, Tim.
I'm not, so.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
So the premise is there's a serial killer, and they're trying to figure out who it is, and they think it's Jared Leto.
Because so, he's the Joker?
What was that?
Because he's the Joker?
Yeah, sure.
No, because basically because he's got greasy hair Morpheus. And he walks around the corner.
Yeah, he just seems like a creepy dude, basically. Yeah. And he seems like he's fucking with them, which, you know. But so at one point, the...
He is definitely, unambiguously, he is well, fucking sure. with them.
Yes, he is fucking with them. At one point, Denzel Washington, Rami Malek's character, are doing the shittiest stakeout ever. like they're not hiding at all. So I don't know what the fuck they're thinking they're going to catch him on. Because, like they're parked where he can just look out his window and see them. It's like, what? Do you think he's just going to be that dumb? I mean, and so at one point he leaves his house and, you know, they go in his place. They try to find some stuff. But Jared Leto comes out to one of the Rami Malek's characters like, I'll show you where she is if you want to go. And like Denzel Washington went down the street to go to the store. And so, I mean, I'm sure kind of there's a lot of build up kind of establishing what kind of character Denzel Washington is, what kind of character Rami Malek is, and kind of Rami Malek's character being sucked into this, like, I need to figure this out. And so he goes off with the supposed killer that he thinks the killer to by himself to find this dead girl that they've been looking for.
Like, hasn't he seen Old Man? No.
What was that?
Hasn't he seen Old Boy? Or no. What is the movie where the guy ends up in a barrel?
Are you talking about the Vanishing?
Yes, I think I am.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm thinking. So they drive, they get to this place where supposedly the dead girl is, and Jared Leto's kind of like, oh, I don't remember. Oh, she's over there. He starts digging, and it's not there. And he keeps doing this to Rami Malek's character over and over again. And he just keeps digging and digging. And I'm sure Andy will tell you, like, the reasons why it makes sense and stuff, but just watch. I'm like, this is so fucking stupid. Like.
Just for reference, my audio has officially dropped out.
Andy?
So I saw the whole thing, getting into the car and the digging and everything as some combination of like mental breakdown and just flat out, I don't know if it was based on his ego or what, because, you know, he definitely had ego. But yeah, just like this desperation and mental breakdown of Rami Malek's character that he needs to know. He needs to know that they've caught the right guy. And like everything else has gone wrong. So the fact that this guy is just like handing it to him is like catnip to him, like just irresistible. So he gets in the car and he goes, and when the guy's like yanking on his chain, you know, dig here, dig here, he's getting mad and he's getting even more frustrated. And this is a pretty big spoiler, but Jared Leto's character says, "Or I've never killed anyone in my life. And if you believe me, we can get in the car right now and I'll drive you back." And it's like, is this a brilliant serial killer fucking with him? Or is this like that he's a fucked up guy who enjoys like yanking the police's chain, but also realizes that these police officers have been really fucking shitty to him. And this is like his payback of like, I'm going to manipulate you and then tell you, I didn't kill anyone, you dumb piece of shit. If you can just accept that and let this go, we can hop in the car and leave. So now comes a really, really, really big spoiler. And I'm really just dragging this out so people have a chance to hit skip a couple of times.
No!
The Jared Leto snaps.
No! God, please, no! 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 No!
And now I feel like maybe they haven't skipped enough, so I'm going to say a little bit more. Jared Leto's character says this. Rami Malek, like snaps and just hits him with a shovel, and it kills him. So now they're never going to know. Yeah. So one thing that I thought really sold the whole that this is a breakdown is Denzel Washington's character is like he shows up right after the death has happened. And he's like, hey, it's okay. Like he's the guy. You got the guy. I'm going to go take care of some stuff. You just pick the deepest hole, toss him in, bury him, close the rest of these holes up, and forget about it. So he goes to like clean up the dude's apartment and get rid of everything.
But
and then
quickly
comes
though,
back.
They established that Denzel Washington has done a similar thing and covered it up.
Yes.
Like where he killed somebody on accident and they covered it up.
Yeah. And that's kind of the reason behind his whole star falling. So,
and like what haunts him.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, when you say it and you think about it, you're like, oh, this sounds kind of interesting. But I think when I went into it, I think I had the wrong mindset of like, I'm expecting like a serial killer, cat and mouse, going to figure it out. And that's not what you get.
No, not even a little bit. What you get is more of a psychological profile of like what dealing with monsters has done to these cops and what their desperation to be the good guys.
And always them. Get the guy and get, you know,
yeah,
get a definitive yeah, and, answer.
And, yeah. And always, yes. And always get them and no. Yeah.
Or also a haunt
yeah, you. Cause there's some other stuff that happens earlier. So I'm going to step away from spoilers now, but there's some other stuff that happens earlier that indicates that they cause damage and they know that they cause damage and they're kind of okay with that. That it's just sort of like the whole ends justifying the means. There's hints of that earlier in the story. So yeah, I thought it was interesting because it's like, I mean, especially in this day and age where the shiny badge of the law has like, really, really been tarnished. That a lot of people have woken up to exactly how shitty policing has been for a lot of people. To kind of step back in time into these cops' shoes and to see them not as cartoon heroes, not as cartoon villains, but to see them as people with like some deep emotional problems.
But I think that's the problem. Like, yeah. I think people don't view them. Yeah, I think that's what you're saying. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
So I thought like that it was an interesting take because it was so human and humane, and yet you see the stuff that they do, and like sometimes the shit's monstrous.
And now Andy's audio has dropped out.
I mean, yeah, like explaining it makes it seem interesting, but I don't know, just the execution was just like it was a long, kind of slow movie. And it felt frustrating to watch, I think.
And now, the show is fucking over. So, never trust Zencaster. Not today completing an episode. And today, I hate when Zencaster fucks up an episode of Tancast. See you next time. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please! Tancast.
Wow. Cocaine.